Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Romeo and Juliet. The Rude Retelling, read by Brian Harvey. If you're offended easily, then this isn't the love story for you. Part 4.
Who wants a new character? Still haven't read ahead, still don't know who he is, but here we go. The Friar, a religious dude, was out in the fresh morning air picking weeds and flowers for medicine. Good man. When Romeo appeared.
Inside this flower is both poison and medicine, said the friar to Romeo. If you smell it, then you feel tingles and goodness all over your body. But if you taste it, then you'll die. There are two opposing elements in everything.
Even in men. When evil is dominant, death soon kills the body. This feels like an important throw forward to something later. Either that or a really random analogy which I'm telling you for no reason. Good morning, Father, said Romeo.
Now let me guess, you haven't just got up, you're just getting in, asked the friar.
That is correct, said Romeo shyly.
Well, if you have sinned, then may God forgive you and... May I give you a high five? Have you been with Rosaline?
Quizzed the friar. No, Father, I've forgotten that girl and all of the sadness that she brought me.
Then where have you been?
I'll tell you, but this is our secret, right? I'm full of love for my enemy. You have the power to cure us both. I carry no hatred because my request will benefit my enemy too. At this point, the friar set Romeo straight.
Just speak normally, boy. If you're confusing me, then I can only give you a confusing answer.
Okay, Father. I love Juliet. We love each other. And we need you to marry us. Then we can be in love for life, away from our families who hate each other.
Holy shit! Exclaimed the friar. This is a drastic change. You were crying over another girl like literally yesterday. Now you want me to marry you to another? You boys love with your eyes and dick rather than your hearts. How many tears did you cry for Rosaline? And now she's in the bin and it's all Juliet, Juliet. Why are men so unreliable?
You told me to bury my love for Rosaline, though, Father.
Not like this, you dumbass. I said not to obsess, not to go and find another girl to marry in 24 hours. But okay, I'll help. This marriage may be lucky enough to turn the hatred between your family and hers into a pure love.
Meanwhile, Ben and a few more of Romeo's mates were still looking for him.
Where the devil can Romeo be? He didn't come home last night, said one.
For fuck's sake, this Rosaline is going to torment him until he goes mad, said another.
At that moment, with precise dramatic timing, Romeo entered.
Thank fuck, said Ben. Where have you been? You look like shit.
He looks skinny and like a dried fish, mocked another. And he's still got no bird on his arm, said a third.
Good morning to you all, replied Romeo sarcastically,
So what girl did you find to take pity on you last night? Asked Ben.
You gave us the proper slip, said another mate. Before a third added, he gave someone the slip, all right.
Oh, behave, lads, cried Romeo.
Was it that old lass coming over here? Asked Ben, pointing towards the lady approaching them.
It was Juliet's nurse, sent as a messenger. His mates continued to rip Romeo to shreds before the nurse interrupted.
Get out of here, you filthy boys. I only need to speak with young Romeo.
I bet you do. And round two coming up, lover boy, were just some of the comments thrown at Romeo as the boys left.
The nurse began.
My young mistress Juliet asked me to find you. But let me tell you first, if you lead her astray, if you break her heart, I'll come and find you. She's too young for an evil man, and I will find you, and I will break your fucking legs. Okay?
Understood, said a scared Romeo. Give my regards to your lady. I swear to you I'm for real.
You have a good heart, Romeo,
said the nurse. Romeo gave the nurse the wedding details and added,
Within 1 hour, one of my men will come to you behind the abbey wall and give you a rope ladder. I'll use this to climb over the walls at night, and then I'll meet Juliet in secret.
The nurse returned to Juliet with the news from Romeo.
Oh, sweet nurse, what news do you bring? Why do you look so sad? I know your face is always drooping, but please, say it's not bad news.
I'm tired. Leave me alone for a minute, Juliet. I've been running all over the place,
snapped back the nurse.
Come on now, I beg you, speak,
begged Juliet.
Jesus, keep your pants on, Juliet. Just wait one fucking moment. Don't you see I'm very out of breath?
Juliet couldn't wait, though.
But you make no sense. You tell me you need a moment, and yet you have enough breath to tell me that you need a break.
For fuck's sake, Juliet. You made a bad choice. Do you even know how to pick a man? I mean, Romeo, really? His face is all right. His legs are good, but his body looks like a bag of shite. He's not polite. His friends are dicks, but he is gentle,
exclaimed the nurse. Still, Juliet didn't have her news.
I know all of that, but what did he say about the marriage? Come on, she begged once more.
I have a headache, Juliet, and my back hurts. Curse you for sending me all over the place. But yes, he'll marry you. When you go out later for confession, you should instead rush over to Friar Lawrence's. There, your future husband awaits.
Juliet couldn't contain her excitement and immediately forgot about the nurse and her pain. She screamed,
Thank you!
And ran out the door.
Bitch!
Came the response from Anne the nurse. But Juliet was gone. Juliet ran to the church, and as soon as she saw Romeo, she rushed to give him an embrace and perhaps a cheeky little rub.
Come with me, said the friar. We'll do the job quickly, because if we don't, then you will.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.